Hi everyone, my name is Mike Schwartz. I'm the founder and CEO of Glue, and I also lead the Janssen project at the Linux Foundation. And how do I do next? Next.
Whoop, what happened there? Did we switch? There we go.
Okay, so in 2009, I was working in digital identity for enterprise customers, and I was sort of tired of recommending commercial solutions. So we wrote the first Glue server to provide an enterprise identity access management system, authorization, authentication. We built this product comprised of open source components, and we sold it to many large enterprise customers over the years. In 2020, we decided to contribute our IP to a community-governed project at the Linux Foundation. And we couldn't contribute Glue, that's our trademark, so we created a new brand called Janssen Project. And Janssen, so the trademark is free for companies to use. In 2023, we launched a new developer website called Agama Lab, which helps developers write in the Agama language, which is a programming language we authored at the Janssen project to help developers use low code to write web identity journeys. So Janssen is composed of multiple components. Think about it like Linux. It's a number of open source components deployed and working together. It's built on a mountain of open source, like many other open source projects. We are in production only supporting containerized deployments. So each service runs in its own container. From a functional standpoint, digital identity is really existentially important for governments. We tend to think of governments as having one identity system, but actually there are many ministries and agencies and departments, and each of those departments have their own identity infrastructure with their own usability, accessibility, and security requirements. So we're in a multi-IDP world. Each government needs to manage trust, and that's just hard to do. And Janssen helps governments build this identity infrastructure so they can service their ministries and departments. This time is wrong, actually, so I have a deep dive on Agama. If you're an IAM geek, please join us. It's tomorrow at 9:45, not 5. So, but I'm going to do a deep dive on Agama if you want to learn how we can use low code to build these authentication and flows. So why would you use this project? It's not for every organization. We really are looking for organizations that have what I would say describe as economies of scale in IT. That means that they have, if you're a small company, you should probably use a SaaS. But if you're a government, then you need to really manage this yourself. Janssen is good at handling custom requirements. We forget that a lot of these organizations, they already have infrastructure that they need to support, and they have special requirements. So hosting yourself enables you to meet all those special requirements for your identity. And data sovereignty, a lot of the customers that we serve, banks, telcos, healthcare, education, government, they need to host this data themselves. They need to persist the data in their region. And then finally, you might need this infrastructure if you're building a product. So many products actually include a digital identity component. For example, NEC is using our software to build a biometric authentication platform for governments. So if you need to build an identity stack, you can sort of build this into your product. And you can know that it is safe to use. I should mention that actually Janssen Project is registered as a DPG, And that means that it's safe to use. And it's important to remember that we don't want to get HashiCorped. So with that, I'll end. And thank you very much.